Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Hey fuckers, how you doing? This is Christina. I just found out that I'm getting touched in places that it wasn't appropriate. But hey, we all make mistakes, right?
And this is Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from our podcast, guys. We fucked the anti-slut-shaming podcast, the number one best sex podcast to ever exist on the planet. And that's from a research that we privately funded.
Yeah.
anyway, if you want to hear more of this excellent episode with Jeremiah Watkins.
The intro's a piece of work. Let me tell you, two secrets revealed. You gotta pay for this shit, baby. It's $2.99. It's behind a paywall, but you can have a month free trial, so sign up for it.
Yeah, it's Luminary Podcasts with an S, like a slithering
like
snake.
You got touch, girl.
Like that. Shit.
Shouldn't have a breast exam right now.
LuminaryPodcasts.com, and you can hear shows from other exceptional entertainers like Lena Dunham, Russell Brand, Roxanne Gay, Trevor Noah, and more.
Did you have sex ed in your school?
They skipped it.
They just didn't even say don't fuck?
They literally were like, I have, until I got to public school, I have no recollection of any sex ed. Like,
wow.
And I talk about it a little bit in my stand-up because something that happened like with me is I developed sexually very much later in life than a lot of kids. Like, I didn't even start jerking off till I was like 17.
Okay. Whoa.
So like,
that's the latest I've ever heard for
a
guy.
Yeah. So I literally, I tell this story that I've been working on stage is I kept having wet dreams every night, and I finally didn't know what was going on, and I took my jizz filled boxers to my dad, and I was like, do you know what this is?
Aww,
that's really sweet.
So you just kept waking up in a puddle of your own cum and wasn't sure what happened.
Yeah, I
had never
no
even
idea.
Heard whisperings of the cum?
No, I had no idea of like that's what was weird about like I used to have wet dreams so regularly, and I didn't.
I was gonna say 17. That's gonna come out of you eventually.
Oh yeah, I was so nervous to talk to anybody about it because my brother like was more like he always had a ton of girlfriends and stuff. Like my brother like never had an issue. He was getting his D way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So. But I didn't talk to him about it, and I didn't feel comfortable talking to anybody else about it. So I just was kind of like going through this, and eventually I asked my dad about it. And then I started asking friends at school and stuff like that. Like, do you guys have this too? They're like, yeah, dude, but you need to be jerking off. Like, that's why like you keep having these dreams, dude.
Did you know what jerking off was when they said that?
No.
How'd like, you learn?
I don't remember who explained it to me, but I literally, the first time I masturbated, I did not enjoy it at all because first of all, the setting was really weird where I decided to do it. I like pulled out like, you know, 8 squares of toilet paper and I put it like on the sink and then I was sitting on so prepared. And then I sat on the toilet naked.
Oh. I like you're taking a big old poop.
Very weird place. And then I would just do one pump, and then I would think that it was going to explode. Like I would do one pump, and then just sit back and like get ready.
I wish you guys could see his arm motion.
I'm being very physical
like,
right
like
now.
Zip, putting it up like stop.
Yeah. So I you know did it, but I continued to jerk it where finally like when it happened, like if you do it weird, like it doesn't, it's not like a big release, you know
right,
what I mean? So
yeah.
It was like kind of like a soft,
it's like a
like,
wasted orgasm.
It was kind of a wasted orgasm my first time. So I was like, why? What is all the fuss about
your
this?
First orgasm was wasted.
It was wasted.
Man.
Totally. The one that got away.
Yeah.
But I got good eventually where,
<I'm> like,
you know, I kept practicing. Yeah.
And Jeremiah then, like, Walk after is that. So good at masturbating.
So good. So good. That's partially what I'm known for now these days.
Did it make you irritable when you were, before you actually jerked off, were you walking around angry and not sure why? Because I know men always say, if I don't get off or if I don't come, you know, I'm gonna get mad or whatever. And
I think
I'm like,
that's
is
called
that
a
true?
Threat. Yeah, I think that's just them threatening us.
Yeah, I think that's like a leverage. I think that's a leverage thing. There's like, I got a nut, otherwise I'm gonna be in a bad mood.
Right.
But For me,
who was that impression of? Sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar.
This is brought to you by Cast Digital.
I think I'm by the subscription of ignorance is bliss, especially for me back then, where if you don't have context for anything, then you kind of are in an okay area. It's once you're introduced to certain things, that's when you're like, oh, I've been missing out on this, this, and this.
Right.
All these nuances that I didn't pick up on, I can now go back and go, oh, fuck.
Yeah. So like once I started jerking off, it's something you don't stop doing it like, oh, I had a good run with it. You know what I mean? It's like,
you never retire it.
Yeah. You don't know. It was like, oh, I'm going to hang these in the rafters tonight.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, you end up going back to because it feels good and stuff like that.
And you have a wife who, how long have you been together total?
Over 10 years total.
How old are you?
Yeah. I'm 32.
Okay. So 22. Okay. Yeah. Aw. So did you have a girlfriend before her?
Nothing serious. Like my quote unquote girlfriends, like in high school and stuff, it was so innocent when I look back at it. It was like the most I did was like kissing them on the cheek and holding their hands and stuff like that. It was very, very innocent.
Wow. So you never like open tongue kissed a girl until you met your wife?
Not so. When I moved.
Open mouth.
When I moved to LA, that was when I started. Some of my first kisses were on screen kisses for sketches and different stuff like that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like one of the girls, like I was in a music video, I was making out with her, and that was like my first time making out.
Did you tell her?
No. I just played it cool. I was like, yeah, I freaking do this all the time, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's gonna be sick, dude. Don't worry about it, dude.
Did she notice that you were like maybe not great
at it?
Did
you drool?
I mean, she might have noticed my boner the entire time.
Gotta jerk off before then. Now you know how to do that. See, you gotta jerk off before.
With no experience, you go in and then you're just like raging Cajun down there.
Right.
Yeah.
Did she feel your boner and did she comment on it?
It was such a weird, like, that shoot in particular was so bizarre because her husband was in the other room. I was friends with her husband.
Oh, weird.
Which is very weird.
Oh, he's like, yeah, Jeremiah can make out with her. I don't care.
Yeah. And I'm making out with her, like, on their couch. And he's coming in occasionally. He's like, hey, how's it going in here? I'm like, I'm trying to hide my boner. It's so weird.
He was so not threatened by you.
He just wasn't
at
all.
How does that make you feel?
Or he was a cock.
Or, well, let's not write it out, Corinne. Yeah, he could have been a cock.
Christina took a real progressive spin there. Also, this was, like, fucking 10 years ago.
He was a cock.
He's a hipster cuck. He's like, I've been a cuck way. Like, this is so whatever, dude. Like,
I was a cuck since it was just called watching your wife fuck someone.
Yeah. It was much cooler back then, more organic, more pure, you know? Love the game for the sport. Yeah. Love the game, bro. Yeah, that whole thing was very weird. One of the first girls I actually kissed was like at like a bar in LA. It was like her birthday, and then I kissed her. I was like, this is amazing. I kissed a girl, and I found out that she was kissing a bunch of dudes that night. And I was like, no,
it was her birthday. It's my birthday. Make out with me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally.
Aww. And so when does the wife enter?
She enters, we start dating when I was 22, and we waited like a couple months before we had sex. Like, we were dating for a while, and she...
So you were in love before you fucked?
Yeah.
Or not yet? Okay, yeah. You were.
No, I was like, I wanted, like, before we made love the first time, we told each other, like, I love you, and it was this very... She's like, you don't have to say it back yet. I'm like, no, I love you. Like, I'm ready to do this.
Was she a virgin?
No, she wasn't. So she wasn't pressuring me, but she was like trying. She was trying to get us to have sex before we started having sex.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
She was
just a cool girl.
It's so rare that a woman is more eager than the man in a straight relationship, I think.
Yeah. Oh,
and so when it is happening, I feel like a woman, as a straight woman, it's like, wait, you don't want to fuck me? No. And then they want to fuck you even more.
Right.
So then it just becomes every activity is just, how do I get this guy to fuck me?
And we also think, sometimes I think straight women think like something's wrong almost if the guy is not like
Well, you're so used to hormball. Well, think about it all the time, like, hey, like, hey, you want to do this? You want to do this? And then the guy finally comes along where it's like, no, whenever it's the time is right, you're like, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah. Another closeted guy.
Yeah, totally.
In LA.
Totally. Here.
Oh, my gosh.
How'd you meet?
We met doing improv at Second City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Such a horny environment.
It's such a, I mean, we always say yes and,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We go for it.
And so what was, did you discuss, like, how's it going to be? Like, did you watch porn to see how to fuck? Or were you just like, I'm just going to go into this feeling the natural rhythm of what my body wants to do?
Yeah, I really hadn't watched much porn at that point.
Like, how did you know,
man,
what to do?
What a catch.
Yeah, I, well,
it's so rare that you don't get a guy, that a guy is not heavily influenced by pornography.
Yeah, I had, part of the thing with my upbringing is there's a lot of guilt associated with, like, sure, sin and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So anytime I looked at anything pornographic, there'd be a ton of guilt associated with it. Right.
Okay.
So it wasn't, it almost wasn't worth that feeling.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, totally.
Like to get to, you know, to get off basically. I'm like,
what was the guilt about? Like, Jesus won't let me into heaven, or I'm not a good person.
I think it's more like the church that I grew up was very fire brimstone kind of, like, you're going to hell if you do this. And then you hear that as a kid. So, I mean, it's still like, I'm still working on it, like, as an adult, like, for with certain things, like I, where I need to, like, dude, that's ridiculous. Like, you need to chill out a little bit. But some of that stuff sticks with you. So when you're looking at stuff like that, like porn, there's a guilt that's associated with it. So you kind of lock up. You're like, I shouldn't be doing this. There's not, like, pleasure associated with it. But you do learn, like, you know, at least what's going on.
Yeah, you figure
down
it out.
You figure that out pretty quick. It's like, okay, well, that's happening.
Okay, so you went into the first time having sex, like, just not really.
Not very knowledgeable.
Okay, how long did you last?
Because I would do, the first time was like 40 minutes.
Whoa!
Yeah, which is like,
that's a really long time.
It's a really long time.
That is a Guinness World Record.
I don't even,
it's a long time for a lot of people I fucked. Like,
I would not want to have sex with someone whose first time it was for 40 minutes.
No, it was too long.
That sounds bad.
Oh,
too long.
You wouldn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, I think it was too long.
Hey, fuckers, we hoped you liked that excerpt from our interview with comic Jeremiah Watkins. If you want to hear the whole thing and a hell of an intro for this episode, go on over to luminarypodcasts.com. You can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month, and you get a free motherfucking trial. So if you don't like it, you can be like, fuck you, Luminary, fuck you, and then cancel it.
Right now we're concentrating on making sure when to know you should get a breast exam and when you shouldn't. Bye.
The answer might surprise you.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.